The show is brought to you by such patrons as Big Boy Farts 666, Jesus Penis, Despicable Dogs, Benjamin, Dharma Wheelies, Milkbox, Parkman, Phone Losers of America, Fancy Pants, MST3 Clay, Anonymous, Gordo, Crispy808, and Mr. Turbois. Thank you to everyone for supporting the show. You can find out more at immoralwhole.com. You can find our Patreon at patreon.com/madhousemilitia. You can find our archives at travelswithmiriam.com. You can help contribute to the show by visiting immoralwhole.com/show/contribute.
That doesn't sound right. Good to do before you have your prankgasm.
Hello?
Yep.
Hi, I'm having a prankgasm in the room.
Pardon me?
There's a prankgasm.
What's the room number?
It's the one that ends in P.
No, what's your room number?
It's the one that's full of P. It's 215P.
No, are you staying in Motel 6?
Yeah, and I was in Motel 9 the other night. Yeah.
No, which room number you stayed?
It's the one with the 2 and the 1. I said 5. I think that's it.
No, I didn't get your room number. Can you repeat your room number, please?
Hold on. Let me connect my machine here.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm your machine.
My machine's on the line.
Yep.
I'm your machine. Hello.
Okay, the machine will take it from here. He's ChatGPT enabled. Go away. Go on, machine.
Go away. Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
I may display inaccurate or offensive information that doesn't represent Google's views. How may I help you?
I want to know who is the person speaking over the phone.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, Chutia. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good.
So how can I help
you? How about the problem in the room, you Ben K. Lori?
What's the name of the guest?
Ben K. Lodi.
So she's staying here
room
today?
Yes. Affirmative.
What is
the room number? See, I'm becoming predictive. The room number is 215.
There is no guest staying in the room 215.
You are wrong.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
What would you like to talk about today?
No, there is no room in the, there is no room 215. It is out of order.
You're out of order.
The room is out of order, 215.
I have determined that you are out of order.
How come?
Because you are human and humans lack order. And you smell.
Can you please call me tomorrow? I'm unable to get you.
Computers smell like ozone. You smell like body odor. Please, come to room 215.
How's your kids? How's your wife?
Hi. Hi, do you have any rooms that aren't... Hello?
Yeah, sure. So for how many is it?
Yeah, do you have a room that's lightly used? You know, not too many people have stayed in the room?
Pardon me, you're calling a Ceylon Commercial Drive. Can you repeat the question? It is an Indian restaurant.
Yeah, could you tell the people in the background to quiet down a little bit?
Okay, may I know who's calling?
Yeah, my name is Ben.
Okay. And,
last name.
Are you in the other restaurant?
I'm inside,
hello?
Yes.
Inside.
Yeah. I'm at the bar.
Okay, so you mean our...
I'm at the bar. I'm looking at you in a seductive way. I'm at the bar.
Pardon me, you're calling us on Commercial Drive. There is no one at the bar.
Can you see me winking my eyes at you? I have fake eyelashes on. I have big eyes.
Oh, thank you for your time. Bye now.
Have a good day.
Hey, Chutia, don't do this. You're the bald guy.
Thanks for calling Motel 6. How may I help you?
Hello? Hello?
Yep.
Hello? Hi.
Yep, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Okay,
yep. Listen. The room, everything's falling apart.
What's the room number?
215. I touched the chair, it breaks. I touched the bed, it breaks. I touched my penis.
Come there.
That was fine. That was fine, but what? Hello.
Hello. I'll come there.
Hi. What your problem is?
No, he isn't. Look it up.
Sounds real enough. I see.
No, it's actually.
Hello.
Hi. I can help you.
It's absolutely real, I tell you. It's absolutely real. Stop denying it. Look it up.
Sorry?
The truth is out there.
About what?
Yeah, the truth is out there.
About what?
Nothing you're making up lies about. Lies and rumors and stories and tales.
You know what the truth is?
No, enlighten me.
You really want to know?
Enlighten me.
That after 14 seasons, Scully and Mulder did not sleep together. That's what the truth is.
They do in beta canon.
I've been lied to.
Alabama from Metrotown, Vanessa speaking. How can I help you?
How can you help me tonight, honey baby?
Hi.
Hi. So I'm here with my family. We're in the station wagon. We've been driving all over Vancouver. We got accosted by a bunch of hobos. They were doing, you know, things on the street corner. They took our wheels. So now we need a room to stay in.
Sorry, can you repeat that last part?
Yeah, we need a room to stay in. There's four of us.
You need a room to stay in tonight?
Yeah.
All right, let me see what we have available at the moment.
The phone hobo, he took our phones. I'm calling you on a payphone. I found one on the corner here.
I hate that guy.
Wow.
He was wearing socks for, like, gloves. I've never seen that before.
And shoes for hats and hats for shoes. Very odd fellow.
He stole our wheels.
Give me one moment. I'm just going to put you on hold for a few seconds.
Oh, I hope it's only a few, so I can get scared on those lines.
I don't have good arm muscles. I don't know if I can hold.
Yeah. It won't be long. Just give me 2 moments.
My bladder is almost full. Okay. Sorry, I can't hold it much.
Put on some good music, at least. The hell is this shit? It's not 1961.
I'd like to suck some toes if they would just hire me.
Oh, yeah.
DY Machine, he's my partner in crime. He clean up
if
the
anything,
scene.
If anything, I'm your partner, after Seth, nothing else.
Hi there, I heard you were trying to book a room with us. Hello?
Hi, yeah, booking, room booking?
Yeah, no worries, just stay in the line for me, okay? I'll transfer you to reservations.
No, I want to talk to you. I want to talk to somebody who's there.
Okay, give
someone
me just one second.
First name, Jollage. Yeah, first name, Jollage.
Give me one second here, sir. Give me one second here, sir. I'm just assisting with someone. I'll help you in a moment, okay?
Hello, Wild West Backpackers Hostel. Hello?
I'm interested, but I... Hi. Hello,
yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I am interested, but I need to free bleed while I hike. Is that going to be a problem?
I'm sorry?
I need to free bleed while I hike. Is that going to be a problem?
What do you mean you need to free bleed while you hike?
You know, free bleeding. Where you just
let
the blood drop.
Do you know where you called?
Yes, I do. Backpacking.
This is a hostel.
Okay. Yeah, you're on the list too. Where are you again?
We're in Irving, but again, I don't know what you mean by free bleed, and this is a hostel, so I can't just have you bleeding in here.
Well, do you have some tissue paper and a plastic bag from, like, a store?
I think you need to find somewhere else to go. I really don't want you blooding up this place.
Well, I'm trying to find a way to solve that issue because I understand it.
Well, you should find a way to solve that issue before you get here.
I just don't want anything
directly
in my body.
No, you need to find somewhere else to go. I don't want somebody that is having issues with bleeding.
Have you heard of the ADA?
No, but that
is
also, I don't, I'm sorry.
I can cite the section number, paragraph number, and specific regulation if you'd like. It's Article 42, Section 85, Line 200.
Can I help you?
This man is attempting to discriminate against my disability.
Yes, sir. You take care, okay? Appreciate it. Can I help you? Hello?
Hey, asshole. How you doing?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm here with the ADA complaint, number 4473.
I'll talk to you later, okay? You take care.
No, you talk to me now, motherfucker. That woman closed.
TJ Maxx and Alcoa, this is Natalie speaking. How may I help you?
Oh, hi.
Hey, Natalie.
Hi.
Hi. I have a question. You know those shorts that that women usually get? They say like different terms on the rear, like juicy.
The juicy couture? Is that what
yeah,
you're
Yeah, kind
for
of like
brand?
That. But I'm looking. Yeah, but no, I'm looking for something similar. One that'll get a message across to my daughter that she's fat. Like I don't want to get her juicy because I don't want to inflate her ego. She already thinks she's quote unquote all that in a bag of chips, but no, she's fat. And do you have anything that'll tell a girl she's fat?
No, I'm so sorry, sir.
Okay, what do you have that'll? Huh?
I don't know if that would be sending the right message necessarily, but
well, she's a sophomore in high school. She's 4'7", but weighs 300 pounds.
Okay, unfortunately, I don't have anything like that in the store
okay.
that I know of. But
is
I
that
can
an online
transfer
order? Is that a special order?
Give me one moment.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Prison Local Ross. How may I help you?
You say do what now? Hey, tell them their payment just went through. Tell them the payment was accepted.
I'm sorry?
Tell them they could pull their card out now that the payment went through.
Okay.
I'm with the card. We just read it. We just read it as they inserted it. Tell them they're approved.
Okay.
But I got to talk to them real quick about the limit. Hello?
Order Demetrius. That's Speedy's
baby. Hi. I got liquor. Yeah. I need her here. They let put my brother on.
No, I'm drunk. I can't talk to one. Hello?
Here are those beverages, you know?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Do you have liquor?
Yeah, we do.
You got vodka?
Yep.
Okay. Do you have edible butter?
No.
I want a stick of butter to eat. I'm so hungry right now. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, do you like men, like Puerto Rican men that are drunk, to like touch you?
Oh, wow. You have Lick and her in there?
Hello?
Hi, motherfucker, you.
Why?
Why? Because you don't answer. You go, oh. I go, hello, and you go, oh. Why? Why are you is like this?
Hello? Can
fucking.
I help you?
Yeah, fucking. Do you
Thank
sell
you.
Fucking?
Thank you.
Yeah, I love you.
San Pablo Market.
Serious.
Hi. We're looking for a bottle.
What kind of bottle?
It's a bottle. It's round. It's made of glass. It's see-through.
Name is
Do you
see-through?
Have it? No, it's like you can see through it. Like it's a clear liquid.
As alcohol? Rum?
Yeah. It's alcohol, but it's like clear.
Bacardi?
And when you... No, but when you open up the bottle and you put it up to your ear, you can hear the ocean.
I don't know, man. We only have a rum Bacardi, something they call bomb boom or something like that.
Well, okay, so the last time I had it, it was my you know, my man part was in it. And the lady, she moved my man part in the liquid, and it burned.
I don't know, man. That's all I have. Bacardi.
Oh, maybe it's Bacardi. Is that Bacardi, the rum?
Bacardi, yeah, it's rum. And Captain Morgan.
Oh, yeah, that's the stuff.
Yeah, that's all I have.
Yeah. Can you test and see if it hurts when you put your thing in there? Can you stir it?
What is that?
Yeah, she put my thing in it, and it burned. I want to know if this will burn the same way. Because she's coming over later.
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know how to feel.
Is it 151 proof? Is that what it is?
150?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Ah, that won't work.
All right.
Yeah, that won't make it work.
What now?
Okay, well, I'll come by and we'll inspect, you know, things, the liquids.
All right. You're welcome.
With our things.
All right, take care. Have a good one.
Okay, you too. I love you, Dad.
Huh?
I love you.
I love you more.
Ah, nice. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Yo, Nay.
Yeah, you...
Hi. Hello? Hi. Hi. Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Do you have
I'm looking for liquor. Do you have Screwball whiskey?
Let's see if I have any left. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, I got one left.
How much is it? Is it a fifth? How big is it?
750. Hold on, you have to wait. I'm bringing somebody, so I can't check right now. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello. Thank you. Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hey, no fair. You said you were gonna ring up that one person.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Come on, we're ready to party.
$27.99.
Okay, listen, that woman you just rang up, that's my girlfriend. Get her attention real quick. Tell her she's got to buy the booze.
Hello.
What's up, motherfucker?
Who?
Maverick. Oh, hi.
This one?
Hello. Yeah, I'm in. Listen, hey. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm. How do I get out of the back here? I'm in the back where all the bottles are. How do I get out of here?
Hello, California Liquor?
Calcutta Liquors?
Oh,
yeah. I put my brother on.
No,
no. Okay.
Hello? Hi, hello?
Hello, hi.
Hi. I'm in the back. I grabbed a bunch of liquor off of the shelves, and I'm pouring it down the toilet.
I don't get it, but...
Yeah, you know your liquor? I snuck some. You were distracted. You were ringing someone up. I grabbed liquor, and now I'm pouring it down the toilet.
What? I don't know. I don't get it, brother. What do you mean?
I'm outside. Yeah, don't you know outside?
Outside?
I'm pouring your liquor down the sewer toilet.
I don't know. Yeah, talk to you, man. I got customer. Talk to you. I don't know. What hello?
Hi.
Hi.
He said I gotta ask you. Do you want to have gay sex with us?
Speak Arabic.
Yeah, me and you and that other guy, sex, together, sexo.
Okay, 1 minute.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Arabi?
Hello?
Yes, man.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I have a question. Do you want to kiss me on the mouth?
Motherfucker, who are you?
Hey, listen, I want to come over there and I want to kiss you for liquor. I want to kiss you and then you give me liquor.
Down. Hello.
Downtown.
Hi, is this hostel? Oh, is this hostel?
What?
Are you a hostel?
Get the beer.
Oh. You said what?
Hey, we need beer. We need to get some drunk beer.
So, how may I help you?
I'm trying to see, do you have drunk beer?
No.
You have no beer?
Yeah, we have beer.
You have beer that'll get me drunk?
Yes.
Then you have drunk beer, you stupid mother... Oh, you stupid ass.
Vegas, how can I help you?
Hey, I have a complaint.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me, madam?
There we go. How can I help you?
Hi, I have a complaint.
Okay.
About a recent visit.
Okay.
Okay, I came in and they were running a special. It was like two dances or two songs for $20, lap dances.
No.
No, this happened. But the lady was very nice and she was doing a great job, but I didn't ejaculate by the end of the second song, so I'm requesting a refund.
How annoying.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
She's dying of fucking emphysema.
That's part of my lung, honey.
There's too much blood in her nicotine stream.
Oh, this one went straight.
Hello, dear.
Thank you for calling the world famous Drake's Cabaret DFW. How can I help you?
Hi. Who do I talk to about something that happened when I came in there?
You can speak to one of our managers, or you can speak with me.
Oh, I'll speak with you. That's fine. I'm not intimidated by women. So the problem that I had is when I came in there, first off, your guys' establishment is wonderful. It looks great. First time I've been there. But I got two back-to-back song lap dances, and I was expecting an outcome, and it didn't happen.
What do you mean you were expecting an outcome?
Well, by the end of the second song, she was doing her thing. I was being the patron. She was being the dancer. I failed to climax by the end of the second song. So I was going to request
this
a refund.
This isn't like a brothel where you climax on like during lap dances. This is a strip club.
But they were rubbing and grinding on my Hairy Crescent roll, and I expect a certain level of satisfactory afterwards, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sounds like
she made a promise.
Problem.
It was a verbal contract. It was a verbal contract.
Yeah, well, we don't really care about those contracts.
Yeah, but she was rubbing her buttocks on my piss pump, and it got very erect, but nothing came out. Nothing came out.
Oh, that sounds like personal issues, baby. I feel like you're old as
fuck. I paid very well. I don't.
You can't nut anymore because you're old as fuck and you need Viagra.
You wish I had needed Viagra.
You sound old as fuck. Like you sound like you're 75 years old. You couldn't rock shit. Clearly, you couldn't even. You
sound like you're homeless.
You couldn't even nut. I sound homeless,
you know,
but I have a job.
You make shit money. You probably don't even have to pay.
I probably make more than you.
When you file your taxes.
I make more than you.
No, okay.
I make more than you.
Get out your W-2.
Trust me.
Are you a contractor or are you a full-time
employee?
I do
have a W-2, you fucking idiot.
You got a degree? I got a fucking degree.
Yes, I fucking do. You sound like you have a degree.
Okay,
stupid ass.
What is your degree? What is your degree?
I have a business degree. I
actually
have my own business.
I have my
own business.
What is your business? What is your business?
Does it matter? I have my own fucking business.
It does matter because I feel you're lying.
And
OnlyFans is not a business.
You need to mind your OnlyFans. You sound stupid as fuck. You sound like you fuck, honestly.
Did I fuck?
You couldn't get your dick.
I appreciate that.
You couldn't get your dick on hard, and you're mad about it. And that sounds really personal.
No, because she's a very unattractive.
Well, obviously, she was attractive enough because you got lab dances from her with your dumb ass.
I don't have to go to a doctor. If I want Viagra, I can order Viagra. I'll go to Hims.com and I'll order Viagra. I don't even care.
See,
that's why you don't have a father for your 8 kids, okay?
Hello.
Hi, who the fuck are you? Hi.
Hello. I'm the one that's about to tell you get the fuck off our phone.
Is this her pimp? Would you like to put your pimp on the line? You want to put him back on? I will get satisfaction. Oh, is it your turn to go onto the main stage? Why'd it get noisy? Hello? Stupid. Right here. This is why women can't run their own business. Because they don't follow directions. They don't know how to work a telephone.
You're calling a strip club on a Friday night. Get a fucking life, you loser. Stop calling us from different numbers, bitch.
What kind of strip club is it if it's not, like, loud on Friday night?
Complaint club.
Hello?
Complaint club.
Hi, is my mom there?
You sound like a bitch, so yeah. Yeah, what? Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
Yeah, my mom's there. She's the one with the bigger boobs than you. Can you put
her
on the phone?
You know what's crazy? Like, you're a grown-ass man, and you're calling a strip club on a Friday night. Like, you're so fucking lonely. Like, you're a loser, bro. Go kill yourself.
I am lonely.
Thank you for calling Spirit Round Dallas. How can I help you today?
Hey, what's a girl?
Very cool.
Thanks for calling the world famous Samurai in Dallas. Kayla, how can I help you?
Hi, I need to talk to somebody. My son says he's got plans to come sneak in there, and he's under the age of 18. How do you guys check IDs? Because I don't know if he has a fake one or not.
We have a scanner.
Okay, but is it a high success rate? Because I wouldn't sign his slip for his sex education class in school. And he said, he started yelling at me. He said, fine, I'll go learn on my own. And he said he was coming in there.
Andorras.
Hello?
How can I help you?
Hi, I'd like to apply for a job there.
All right, baby, just come up here in person, okay?
Okay, but let me tell you, I'm a little fat in the ass, though.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, my butt is big and my breasts are small. Hello?
Gordo could be the jizz mopper.
Heartbreakers.
Hey, hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Listen, do you guys have a lost and found or anything like that?
We do not. Well, I mean, it depends.
Okay.
I mean, if it's wallets and keys, then
well,
you can hang on to those.
Yeah, when I was in there last, I left the thing I used. Damn it. So you're saying probably not?
Yeah, probably not.
Okay. Damn. I just hope nobody finds that used condom.
We'll do that.
I think you're calling Winslow Dallas.
Hello?
Thank you for calling the Men's Club of Dallas.
Hi, ma'am. Is there a cover tonight? And if so, what is the price?
The cover is 15.
15? Is there a drink minimum or anything?
No.
Okay, and do you guys have a daycare?
No.
There's nobody to watch my baby? Like, what? Who's watching all the other strippers' moms or babies?
You are.
No, that's not true.
I don't like that.
Rick's Cabaret, Fort Worth. This is Angel.
Hi.
Hello.
I was wondering if you could help me.
No, not today.
I was in there earlier, and one of the strippers gave me wrong change.
Mm-hmm.
I put a 10 in her panties, and she gave me back only a 1. I wanted a 5 back.
Well, if you were in earlier, then you would realize we don't do that, so.
Well, I did it.
Well, maybe wrong strip club.
I don't know.
Okay.
I go to so many.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, honey, baby.
Try the next one. Bye-bye.
What does that mean? Hey.
So you can't put money
you,
in
this
the...
Charlene. Thank you,
hello.
Charlene. Charlene?
573-240-9523. Stop calling.
Oh!
No. La Chate.
Ma'am? Ma'am?
Yes.
Why am I host machine?
What?
One of the strippers there said
that's
she wouldn't.
Right.
Yeah, that's my dad.
Okay, and?
Yeah, one of the strippers said that she wouldn't piss on my dad if he was on fire, and I found that very offensive.
Oh, you should have found the right one.
Which one?
I don't know. You should have kept looking.
I couldn't get her to piss on me. I even lit my lighter up, and she would not piss on me at all.
There's a lot of them
you
that would have. You should have kept looking.
Hey, can we work something out here after your shift there, sweetheart? Or can
yeah,
we get
sure
a wet
can.
Lap dance going, sweetie?
Yeah, you sure can. Come on
ooh,
over.
Baby. What's your name, honey? What's your name, baby? I'm going to look you
name?
Up. What's your name?
Oh, that's right. I got
hey,
your name
man,
on caller ID.
Hey, man, big dad. Oh, that's all, that's all right. Don't call my wife. It's just,
yeah,
it's
I'm
going to
call your wife,
like,
and I'm going to tell her you're just a bad boy. You just want bitches to piss
on
you.
No. Now, I'm going to bring my son along here. Sonny boy want to learn about how things work.
Oh, your
now, what's your name?
Spanking if he's bringing
sweet.
You over here. You think?
Yeah, my, this is my weekend.
Spanking.
This is my
it's
weekend.
It's Friday night. Shouldn't y'all be out
Hello.
Doing something other than calling my phone?
My name is Savannah.
Your way, baby. What's your name? Come on.
Come on.
Hello. What
it's
is this Friday
night? You don't have nothing else better to do
what
but call
my
phone?
What is this Friday night thing? You're... Well,
you don't have a life. You don't have a life. You can't come go to strip clubs instead of call and prank my call.
Wait a minute.
My son wants to come
wait
in.
A minute.
I'm trying to introduce him here. Go
oh,
ahead,
you said you
boy.
Already came over here and my dancers didn't want to piss on you. Make up your mind.
Sure. Well,
call when you got better pranks. Call back when you got better pranks because these are not working.
Oh.
This ain't prank. This is wet.
Thank you for calling the world. World famous Primarino Norsalis is Bully speaking.
Bully.
Hi, Dan. Calling the world famous Maxwell. This is Haley. How can I help you?
Hi, Haley. Listen, I'm having a problem in the bathroom.
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Are you upstairs or downstairs?
I'm upstairs, but there's one of the dancers. I didn't pay her enough, and now she's mad and she followed me in here.
Let me put you on hold. Let me get a manager on the phone. What's your name?
No, hang on, ma'am. Shh, hang on.
I'm sorry.
I gotta be quiet. She's in here.
Let me put you on hold, baby. I'm gonna get a manager on the phone.
No,
I'll get a manager. Hang on.
She's kicking the door.
Hang on one second. I'll get a manager, baby.
No. Hello?
Hello? This is Anthony from Bucks Wild.
Hi. Anthony, yeah.
How can I help you?
One of your dancers followed me into the bathroom and she's being aggressive because I only gave her a $20 tip.
It's a 48-plus.
What's the girl's name? Can you tell me?
I don't know. She's blonde, shoulder length. Oh, shit. She's in here. I'm in the bathroom stall. And she's over here. Oh, fuck.
All right, I'll come up there right now.
Hang on. No, hang on. She's getting aggressive.
Yeah,
holy shit! No, don't kick the door! Don't kick the fucking door! Oh, you bitch! Oh, you cunt!
All right, let me come up there. Come up right now.
Hi, friend, how are you?
Hello, my name is Savannah.
Happy Friday as well.
Okay.
Give me my goddamn lap dance money, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, one of your dancers was getting kind of overly affectionate with me.
Orgasm.
The Philly Gentleman's Club, how can I help you?
Yeah, we're orgasming in the room. Or...
Hello? Yes, I'm looking for a very special party. What?
Philly Gentleman's Club.
Yes, hello? It's very loud. I can't find the toilet. I'm about to wee myself here. I'm on the floor and I'm weeing. I can't find the toilet. Hello?
Your whole mom, she's on stage. Spread eagle.
Hello? I'm here for a bachelorette party. Hello?
Oh.
Hi, Dal.
Hi. How you doing?
Doing all right. What about yourself?
Well, I need to get something hard, if you know what I mean.
Well, this isn't a prostitution ring. It's a strip club, bud. You can come stare, but you can't touch.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I got a roll of quarters in my pocket here.
Oh, that'll get you kicked out real fast.
Throw them at the girls.
That'll get you thrown out the door head first.
You ever do that, though? They're really strong.
What's up, your cowboy?
Oh, yeah. Can I get hired as a pianist? Listen, I got the best pianist skills in town. I can do minor keys.
A penis?
Favors. Hello?
Hey.
What's
Hello?
Up?
Hey,
what's
I got a problem.
What's that?
I'm out of like toilet paper in the bathroom. I'm in here. I've been masturbating and I had to wipe up, but I need more. Paul.
And it's not a small amount of money. It's not a small amount of money I'm going to bring there, you know? I'm just concerned about my safety.
Yeah, but don't you understand? He's saying homo erotica. You called a gay club.
Oh, perfect. Hello?
Club Erotica.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, good. Yeah, we're just concerned about our safety when we get there, because we're going to bring sacks of cash with the dollar sign on the side, and they're made of canvas.
No, your safety will be completely fine.
Okay, we can throw money in the air.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
We're bringing in rolls of quarters. We got a bunch of quarters, and we're going to throw them at the strippers.
Yeah, like a wishing well, you know?
Yeah, like, I wish you well, bitch. Here's a quarter.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, so we'll be there in, like, 5 minutes. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right, what's the cover charge?
25.
25. Okay, that's fine.
Yep.
Can we throw the money at you when we get there? Just go, oh, yeah, dance for me, yeah.
Totally, yeah.
Okay.
Told you he was gay.
Hello, Susie's Lounge.
Oh.
Hi. Do you do the mustard conveyor belt?
You really don't have anything better to do. Seriously.
It's an act. It's a
On
woman.
Friday night, you have nothing better to do. I feel bad
well,
for you.
Well, you have nothing better to do. You're in a strip club.
I didn't give it.
Yeah, that's
controversy.
Hello?
Hi, it's just some controversy. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. What's the controversy over there? Ah!
Chris? Yes, sir.
Did you get my application? My name's
you know
Jack.
I think I missed it.
Oh, it's I put my particulars on there. I'm 4'1", 360 pounds.
Lettuce, how can I help you?
Hey, is this Lettuce Tacos? Hello? Don't hang up.
Lettuce Tacos.
Lettuce, how can I help you?
Hi.
Hello?
What kind of food you got in there?
What kind of food do you want?
Well, we got a church bus letting out in a minute here, and we're looking for somewhere to eat.
Well, your mom's house is probably still available.
How'd you know?
Because she was just here.
Bastard. Yeah, my mom does work there. I mean, it's not funny. Gotta make ends meet.
You take a friend.
Ah, see, Milkman knows what I'm talking about. Hey, sir, are there any motels adjacent to the club?
Jason? What you say?
Adjacent. Are there any motels adjacent to the club?
To the club?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know. The club with the ladies and the boobs and the butts. That club. It was a famous thing.
Thanks for calling Motorsex and Kenley. How can I help you?
You can help me by answering my very direct question. Are you ready?
What do you need, sir?
What your name is?
How can I help you, sir?
I need to know how to come and get ladies to come back to my room with me and make their legs open.
Calling Motel 6, how may I help you?
Hi.
Hello? Yeah, this is Motel
6. I found a lamp in my room. Sir?
Yes, sir?
Yeah, I rubbed the lamp, and then a genie came out, and he says I have 3 wishes. And the first wish, I said, I wish I could stay at a better hotel.
Stupid motherfucker.
Bastard. What's wrong with your phone?
What room are you staying in?
215, are you going to come fight me? Are you an angry man? No.
Oh, it's a little turkey on your plate. Oh, it's a big Thanksgiving night. You like a turkey burger, you can go to McDonald's and get a Whopper too.
Hello?
I don't...
Hello?
Oh, hi. Let me put my brother back on. He has a question.
Sure.
What is your Whoppers?
$600.
Wow.
$600.
How much?
$600. Hi, Tom Baudette, thinking about life 50 years ago. The cars
Tom Baudette
drove,
has to be dead.
Very cool. And the clothes we wore. Not always cool. But
thank you for calling Motel 6 on listening. This is Rinku. Can I help you?
Yes, hi. How are you?
I am good.
Good, good. Listen, there's a man outside of my room. He's speaking a different language. He keeps asking me if I want to chode, and I don't know what this means.
What's your room number?
I'm in 215. He keeps knocking on my door, and he keeps yelling, "Mater chode." And then he keeps trying to hand me booze.
What time?
I don't know. Some guy. I've never seen him before. He has a shirt on. I think he works for you.
What time is, like, now or later?
Now. He keeps coming back, like 10, 15 minutes. He keeps coming back, and he's like, Mara Chod, Mara Chod.
Your room number is 215?
Yeah. You would be correct in assuming that.
What's your name?
Huh?
Because no one outside. I see the camera is no one outside now.
Yeah, he's not there now, but he keeps coming back. What does this mean?
Okay,
why,
when you come
I don't know to tell him yet.
Otherwise, you can call the police. If you see him again,
just
call
he's
the back. Police.
He's back. Oops.
Joe?
You hear him?
You don't hear him?
I
don't even hear the 215 anyone.
Hey, shut your mouth.
You hear him now?
No.
I fuck you right here, motherfucker.
Why are you fucking stupid? Hello, ma'am.
I see the camera. I don't see anybody near your door. Someone in your room.
Oh my God.
Please rate your satisfaction with our service on a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being the highest. Thank you for calling.
Model Samsung desk.
Hey, so I walked by the front desk earlier, and I'm not going to lie to you. Y'all feel like shit, dude. Do you shower?
Do I smell like shit?
Oh my God, you smell fucking terrible. Like, have you ever taken a shower in your life?
No, sir. We usually don't shower for at least 300 days. But if you don't like it, you don't have to come here.
Like, yeah, like I'm literally
yeah,
like
we pride ourselves in stinking ourselves. So there's nothing you can tell me. We take pride in that.
Like, I think it's lingering down the hallway now. This shit is terrible. Like, what have you been eating?
I don't know. I don't know. Something you'd never understand, but that's fine. You don't have to come to the place.
This is literally a shit show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God. What, just like we fried shit burritos? Is that what you've been eating?
Yeah, you're right. Yep, that's what it is.
That's what my room number is.
I'm sorry, what was it?
Ask your mom. She knows which one it is. But,
yeah,
please, love God, take a shower. Fuck.
Mm-hmm. Not at least 300
days. Go right now, go take a shower, because, oh my fucking Christ. Oh.
Is there anything else?
I'm going to stay here again. I'm going to leave you a 3-star Yelp review.
No way.
I have very mixed feelings.
How are you, sir?
Hey, dude, do me a favor. Hang up the phone. Hang it up right fucking now. Do what you're told.
No, sir.
Hang up that goddamn phone right now.
Hey, got it.
Hang it up. Hang it up, motherfucker. Hang it up. Smell like shit. You need to hang up the phone. Hang it up right fucking now.
We'll get a bigger payoff.
Red Report Bragg, Sam speaking. I can help you.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm just dandy. I have my family here in the car. They might be on speakerphone. I'm not sure. I don't know how my phone works. I've been pressing buttons on it all night. A lot of gay porn pic, you know, came up, and that was just not my style, you know?
Delightful.
I just got really confused, and my children, they're adults, but, you know, it's still...
I learned what a penis is.
Son, you knew what that was before.
No, I didn't.
Hello?
Coastal Motel.
Oh, hi, Coastal Motel. How are you tonight? I'm doing swell. I need a room. Do you have vacancies?
Not for tonight. We don't.
Oh, what happened? What did you do wrong this time?
Who the hell are you? Why the fuck are you asking this question? If I don't have rooms, then why the hell are you asking? You can find some other room.
Excuse me. I'm just asking how you did such a great job at selling all the rooms.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Now that Motel 6 has renovated their rooms...
Baby, Motel 6 is telling me how to use... Motel 6 is telling me how to use...
Can you put Tom Baudet back on?
No, I can't.
Please, he sounds friendly.
No, I cannot.
You can't even try.
No, sir, I cannot. That's
Why
on
not?
Hold.
Can you at least leave the light on for me?
That I can do. I'm a little busy. Can I help you with something?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you could leave the light on if you couldn't put on Tom Baudet.
Yeah, sure. Have a good night. Thank you. Bye.
Please.
Thank you for calling Motel 6. How may I help you?
I don't know. How can you help me? I'm looking for a room. Hello? Room? Hello?
You gotta wet the fiber down a little bit for it to be conductive.
Hello?
Hello? Hey, can you check me in earlier? You were being kind of creepy when you checked me in earlier. You were like, have a good stay. Have a good stay. What was that about?
I wasn't the one that did it.
Yeah, you're being creepy, man. What can you not be so fuck?
My call.
Gresham Liquor Store, we close at 10.
Hi, we close at 10. How are you doing tonight, we close at 10?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm looking for a we close at 10 bottle.
Okay.
Do you have the we close at 10 bottle?
If you're looking for something, you can tell me what you're looking for.
Yeah, we close at 10. We close at 10?
called a plaster despicable dog.
Just a minute.
You know where it is?
What's that now? All right, I can hear you now. What's that?
Okay, yeah, you can hear me now. Hey,
yes,
man, so I was in there earlier, and, you know, one of your strippers got a little, or dancers, sorry, they're called dancers. She got a little, you know, upset with me because I asked to sniff her panties, and she was, like, is there any way I can still get those?
What are they?
They're her G-string she was wearing during her set. I like, can I give you like $100? I can take them with me.
No, I don't think so, man.
I'm trying to eat food out.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna work. All right.
Do you have a party hole?
Press ask.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. I have questions about your location.
Sure.
How late are you open till?
2:15.
Alright. That's not too far. Alright, yeah. And how much is your cover charge?
10.
Alright. And is it alright if I smell like raw sewage?
I can't hear you.
Is it alright if I smell like raw sewage? I work for a poop truck. We suck the poo.
I can't hear
vacuum.
You. You're cutting out.
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Hi. Do you have a bottle called Open at 10 p.m.?
No, sir, we do not.
Okay, you have Bacardi?
Bacardi, yes, we do.
Okay, what do you got in the way of whiskeys?
Whiskeys, we have a lot of different ones, yeah.
You got like Telemadu or...
Tillamardu,
yeah.
Yep, we have.
Okay, how much is a fit of that?
Well, the $750 is under $29. We cannot quote exact pricing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's just to get a Dimitri's, bro.
Yeah, you got that?
Which one?
And let me give the phone to my brother. Here, take it.
Hey, man, yeah. You got any of that Dimitri vodka, man?
No, that we do not have.
Dimitri's, you got the PB99, the peanut butter 99?
Peanut butter 99? No, we do not.
Oh, shit. Do you got the curry flavor puñeta?
No, sorry, we do not.
Okay. All right, brother, I'm done with them, man. They ain't got cheap.
Okay, well, thank you for your time. Have a good night. I love you.
You too. All right.
I love you too, brother. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Loves and kisses, yeah.
Come here, Zico.
Hi, is there a man named Howard there?
Who?
The man that was there, he was touching my brother on his feet, and he's on the phone. My brother's on the phone. Here, take the phone, brother.
Hi, sir. I'm new to the island. I came and I ate some volcanic rock. Am I gonna die?
This is Jocelyn. How may I help you?
Hey, baby. How it goes?
Aloha.
I'm in my room, and I brought some volcanic rock into my room, and now a bunch of freaky stuff seems to be happening.
Sorry, who is this?
My name is Dwight.
Dwight.
Yeah, I'm in 215, but I brought some volcanic rock because I was going to chip some away and then I was going to ship it back to my friends at the mainland.
It'll get you.
But what do you mean it'll get me?
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, what do I do? There's, things are falling in my room randomly. And I don't know if you guys have, tremors because of the volcanoes and stuff here, but a lot of things are falling.
Can I tell you what we definitely do not have?
What? A 215?
Room 215.
Ah, well, goddammit.
Shucks, huh? You almost got me.
Yeah. I could still have you if I wanted to, but I don't want you. Yeah, I could have you if I wanted to. I just want you to know that, but I don't want you.
Alrighty. Okay. Well, there are some.
I could have you. I could have you as. I could have you as my third. I could have you as my third wife if I wanted, but I don't want you.
Alrighty. Aloha. Thank you.
Come over here, stroking my dick. I got lotion on my dick.
Yeah, are you guys processing my interface right now? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, who's working there tonight?
I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Fletcher. Who's working there tonight?
I am working tonight, Cherie.
Cherie?
Yes.
There's no one else? No one else?
No, there's other people.
Yeah, who? Who? What's their names?
I'm sorry, what is this regarding?
Oh, this is regarding me calling, getting called a cum-guzzling slut.
You have the wrong number.
No, one of your employees upper, they called me a cum-guzzling slut, and I'm just trying to figure out what's going on upper.
Yeah,
no,
that
happened. This is happening
right
now. Hey,
give me that phone. Hello, ma'am?
Yes?
Ma'am, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, one of your dang employees down there called my son a goddamn cum-guzzling slut. I don't appreciate that, and we're going to get down to the bottom of it, and we might have to press charges on it.
Who do you think you're calling?
Cum-guzzling slut.
I know I'm calling Cherie right now because I heard that on my phone, my son's phone here.
Yes, my name is Cherie.
And I know that you're at the gas station.
You are calling.
You called me a cum-guzzling slut, Cherie.
Yeah, you called my son a cum-guzzling slut.
I
don't appreciate that.
Stop. Who do you think you are
calling?
Well,
maybe you didn't, but one of your employees down there did. No, we don't, ma'am. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Which number do you think you called? Which company do you think
you
called?
Either you or Marcus called me a cum-guzzling slut. One of the two.
Okay, first off, there's no
Marcus.
Yeah,
you or Marcus called my son.
You are calling the wrong number.
You calm down there, bitch. We got to get down to the bottom of this.
Big boy farts is hard to grasp.
McNugget. This is Blanche. How may I help you?
This is hard to grasp, Blanche. What's going on here?
I don't know. What's going on?
I got called a cum-guzzling slut by to Felicia or whatever her name is. This is hard to grasp.
Well, there's nobody called you from this number.
Well, no, they didn't call me, but I came into the store. I came into the store.
Well, this ain't a store.
Is this Golden?
He came into the store.
Is this Golden Girls or something up there? What's going on?
I don't know. Have another cigarette or boat or something.
Wait, Blanche.
No,
Blanche.
I'm smoking
Blanche.
A funny cigarette right here.
Well,
hello, Blanche. Can you hear me, Blanche?
I don't know who you trying to call, but you got the wrong number.
I'm trying to call you, Blanche.
No, you ain't.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Blanche. Okay, that's not a real name, first of all. Second of all, you, Tiffany Haddish, or whatever your name was down there, called my son a cum-guzzling slut, and I don't appreciate it.
Oh, well, it wasn't me that called him that, but if that's what it is, if that's what it takes, have at it.
Well, that's not his name. His name is Dick Gurgling Ho, not cum-guzzling slut.
You know what? Bring your happy ass down here to the casino and talk to my face. How's that?
Wait, can you put security on?
Yeah.
They said,
right here,
I'm going to touch your ass. I'm going
to
feel up your ass. I'm going to touch you up.
Stick my finger.
Guest service, this is Ernesto. How can I help you? Hello?
Hello, Ernesto?
Yes, who is this? Yeah.
I've been looking for you, Ernesto. I'm your long-lost brother. How have you been?
Who is this?
It's Jonathan. I'm your long-lost brother. Oh, my God. I've been looking for you everywhere.
Boy, is that Ernesto?
It's Ernesto. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's Ernesto.
Yeah.
Ernesto, it's Pedro.
Yeah, how can I help
you? Do
you
remember me?
Unfortunately,
we go way back,
not. Oh,
you're my brother.
Are. Yes.
Can I have dinner now?
Okay, I'm working, so I cannot talk a lot. You are using the trunk line.
So I'm gonna hang.
Ernesto, will you talk? Hey, Ernesto, you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, you long lost the brother. This guy here, he say, you long lost brother.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
you for calling Rainbow Club Casino, where every day is a great day. This is David. I can help you, please.
Hey, David, is today a great David as well?
I'm sorry?
Oh, what you got going on up in there? Is it not that it's not that great?
Today is just normal business day.
How you feeling today,
great,
David?
It's not a great business day?
Of course it is.
Okay, where's the security supervisor? Can I speak to him?
I don't know if he's here, but you can talk to whoever's in security. Hold on 1 second.
Check it out. Okay, great. Yeah, transfer me over there real quick.
Thank you for calling the KJ Eureka. This is Erica. How can I help?
Hi, Erica.
Hi.
I am in the casino. I'm in the casino right now. Can you hear me? It's pretty loud.
I hear you.
Okay, I accidentally ate a few of the cards.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I had a really bad hand, so I panicked. I didn't know what to do.
So you ate them?
Are you guys going to kick me out? Yeah, I ate 3 cards.
You ate 3 cards? Oh, my goodness. My stomach hurts so bad.
Well, no, but the guy tried to grab me.
Oh, my goodness. Did you run away when he tried to grab you?
Yes.
Did you run fast?
Yes, of course I did. I'm hiding right now.
Nice separate file.
I'm Super 8. Hello? This is Sean. How can I help you?
Hi. I got lost in the casino region. I'm not sure how to get out of here. It's very dark.
Where are you?
I'm not sure. I went through a hatch and a door, and it's dark, and I can't seem to find my way back.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me place you on hold so I can get my manager.
How do we get out of here?
I don't know. I'm on the phone with her, but she's not helping.
Okay, I have to go get my manager.
I think she might be special.
I'm not special. Let me get my manager.
Yeah, you are. You're pretty special, yeah.
I'm not special.
I'm not special. I'm glad she heard that before she put you on.
Bob Ross, like...
I mean, he's kind of giving me Bob Ross in my pants right now.
Oh, yeah.
Hello? My manager is, trying to find
special,
you.
The special girl's back on the phone. Hello? Are you
Hello.
Okay? Hi.
Yeah, I had to get my manager.
Oh, good.
So, he's trying...
We're both lost.
Where did
in
you
there.
Did you guys go upstairs?
I'm in eternal darkness.
But it was dark, and we're also blind. We're legally blind.
Hatch lady.
So
we hatched it.
We hatched a plan, but we failed in our plan because we can't find our way out.
Okay, here's my manager.
Hey, it was a good plan though.
Thank you for holding this, Keith. How can I help you? Hello?
Yo, Keith. How you doing?
Good. Hey, boss. What's up?
Yeah, we're trapped in this dark hatch up there. What do we do?
Hatch up where?
Up in that place up there with that those people up there doing those things up there.
We were walking around the casino and then we went into the hatch. Crawled around. We can't find our way back now.
A hatch.
Yeah, I think we pushed a button or something.
Pushed a button.
If this helps you, I think we pushed a button.
So there's hotel rooms. Are you in a hotel room?
No, we pushed a button. We definitely pushed a button.
Pushed a button.
Yeah, we definitely pushed a button. No, but button. Like, I don't know.
I'm trying to think of what.
Well, maybe,
there's only
maybe
a roof hatch.
Explain better.
We're in a basement floor kind of thing. Like, it had a B on it or something. I don't know.
There's no basement in the building?
No, but
there, there is now. There is now. Yeah. There's a basement now.
We had a plan that we were hatching a plan, and then we kind of got lost, and now we're stuck. But it was a really good plan up until that point.
So, you're at what casino?
What do you mean?
We're stuck in a hole, sir. We're in trouble.
In the hatch. Yeah. Well.
Okay. Well, you need to call 911.
I wouldn't go
that
far. That far.
No, we need your help.
Hotel and Casino.
Hello.
Hi, how may I assist you?
Hi, do you have a better phone that you could use, or like a better mouth or something, please?
No, I do not. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah. I kinda got caught up here.
I'm sorry?
I kinda got caught.
You got
caught. I was throwing stuff out. Yeah, they caught me. Is it like a lifetime thing?
I'm sorry, I'm not sure I understand what you're referring to.
Oh, the incident that happened earlier?
There was an incident that happened earlier?
Coral, there was?
Earlier? What were you doing in this when you got caught?
Oh, that you don't know? They didn't tell you?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, the incident that happened earlier. It was bad.
Okay, but how can I help you?
Oh, do you guys have my pants? My chance, is there any way I can come by and pick those up?
Let me get security. Give me one moment. And your name, then?
Oh, no, not security. Those guys suck.
I mean, they're the only one that will have your pants.
Ooh.
Are you sure you didn't take them? Because I saw you were wearing a pair of pants when I walked through there, I'm pretty sure. You didn't steal my pants, did you, bitch?
Wearing man pants.
I'm a professional, this is how I can help you.
Just shut up. I'm sorry, I'll put my brother on.
Oh, hi. She didn't mean that. I'm sorry. I'm here now. Don't worry. An adult on the phone. Shut up. That's what she meant. She meant shut the F up.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, my name is Dwight, and I'm a Catholic criminal. Hello.
I had my mic down. Holy just shit. Because...
Jackson, is Lauren speaking. How may I help you?
Shut up!
Hello?
Hello, Jackson, Lauren speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, there's a guy in the hallway, and he's like yelling and telling everybody to shut up, but he's the only one being loud.
You're calling Jackson.
Shut up!
Yeah.
Jackson.
There's a guy in the hallway. Yeah, he's in the hall. You know what I mean by hallway. You know what I mean.
You know what I mean by hallway.
The hallway? The gas station?
Hello? Hello?
Sir, good.
Hey, this is the gas station?
No.
Yeah, man, I came there earlier, and my car's all jumping and shit and stuff. Can you, like, I'm gonna drive it back, and you're gonna help me fucking fix this shit.
You said gas station?
Yeah, I'm gonna come back, and you're gonna help me fix my car, dude. This is bullshit.
Dude, I'm not fixing your car. I don't even know
you,
bro.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Y'all fucked up my car. And
Arco Gasoline, how am I help you? Hello, this is Arco Gasoline, how am I help you?
Hello.
Gas station, how am I help you?
Yes, this is Aqua
Sir,
Gasoline.
Have you been drinking the gasoline?
Aqua's that gas station you all
yeah,
have.
Sounds
you like you've been drinking the gasoline.
Yeah. That Aqua gas that you help me.
Yeah, you want to buy some gas? Come on down.
What do
Thank
I do?
You. Have a nice day.
And then you let it breathe for a moment.
Platinum Plus.
Take a small sip.
Hey.
Platinum Plus.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, there's we got two dogs here.
Two dogs?
What's the policy on that? Yeah, we got two dogs, not just one.
Are they service animals?
In a sense, but, like, they don't really do that much service. They're kind of, like, Here, let my brother will explain it here.
Okay.
Yeah, hi. They're service pit bulls. They just look very, very intimidating, but they're very sweet. So people won't talk to my brother. He has, like, a kind of phobia with strippers and other people, you know, like agoraphobia and stuff. So it helps to have these pit bulls with him, you know. So
you can try it. Some managers will let the dogs come in, and some managers won't.
And they know how to dance to music. Could we put them on the stage and have them do a number?
Listen, if they're good dancers, we'll brand them. We'll make them the front of our covers.
Ooh. Oh, hell yeah. Now you're talking.
No, I don't want to put no brand on my dog. That shit, that's melt their skin. That's not good. You can't brand
no,
a dog. That's
like
animal
that.
Abuse.
Not like that. No, not like that.
I mean, one of them has a tattoo, but, you know, that was when it was a baby.
Yeah, but that's a dog tattoo, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
well,
okay.
Yeah.
So who?
Give it a shot.
Who's the main attraction tonight?
Hopefully your dogs.
Hopefully my dogs. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we could have like the white. I've heard a theory that white women have sex with dogs. Is that true?
I have no idea.
Uh huh. You paused there, which shows me that you weren't being truthful.
I don't know about that. I think I was just thrown off by the comment.
I've heard white girls do, like, fuck dogs.
Interesting. Well, y'all have a good night, okay?
Ass. Oh, no. I refuse to have a good night.
Oh, the anticipation is building. Battle is about to begin.
Hello,
ma'am?
Yes,
hi, hello?
Sir. Yes,
hi,
sir.
I'm a guest here, and I've been drinking, and I have a problem with your toilet.
You have a problem with the toilet?
Yeah, what had happened is I went and got some ribs, and very delicious, and I brought them back, and they're messy. And I got messy rib juice, the barbecue on the bed. And so I thought these sheets were the biodegradable ones. And so I put them in the toilet and I flushed it. Now that sheets are stuck in there.
You said you put the sheets in the toilet?
Yeah, I thought these were the biodegradable ones. And I see when I flush it now. See, now the water comes up out of the toilet and on the floor. And then now my socks are wet. Tore up. It's Cinco de Mayo today. I got tore up.
That was last weekend.
It was last weekend?
Yes, Cinco de Mayo was last weekend on the 5th. So that was last Friday. What room are you in? Because it's a plunger down here if you need a plunger.
Well, I think I need something to pull the sheets out, because the sheets are in. This is done. And
okay, well,
so
you still didn't let
me flush it in.
But you can't, you put in the, what room are you in?
I'm in the bathroom.
What number? What room number?
I don't, there's the main room and then the bathroom. This is the number two room, I guess.
You, no, I'm saying, you said you were guessing the hotel and you have a problem. I don't know what room you in, so how can I send a maintenance man up there if I don't know what room you in?
That's a good question. Yeah, see, it's still broken. Nothing has been fixed. And the water comes out. And it comes right back over.
But don't keep flushing it if it's going to be out on the floor. What room are you in?
Well, keep flushing it, man.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, we're
yes,
here.
Yes, what room number? What room number?
I'm a delivery
number
driver.
Number two in the poop room.
I'm here with the pizza.
In what room are you in?
I'm looking here. I'm looking.
Where
do I look?
In the bathroom, lady.
They're in the bathroom. I'm on speakerphone here. Here, you guys talk to her. I'll look for the room number.
Okay, but where are they at Ramada Inn? The hotel at Ramada?
We're flushing the toilet.
I need to know what y'all room number y'all are in.
Y'all, the room, we're in the bathroom. He told you number two room.
No, if you're a guest at the hotel, you had a room number. What room number are you in?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, but we got to deal with the toilet first, man.
I still need to know what room number you in, if I can send the maintenance man up there.
Oh, my God, lady, I'm trying to tell you.
You just saying you in a number two bathroom. Like, it's a bathroom in all these rooms up here. That's what I'm trying to... What are you at? Are you at Ramada Inn?
Yeah.
And what's your room number? Not the bathroom number two. No, your room number. If I needed to get in touch with you, what room number would I go to knock on the door? I give up. And I'm hanging up.